Are you good? All right, all right. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning. The sun is shining, maybe a little bit. And I'm Sam, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. This show that you're listening to is called Dancing Bears. So naturally, it's usually the Grateful Dead, but bear with me to my usual Deadhead listeners. And this morning is going to be an entire set list by Joan Baez, because I've been really, really, really into her stuff very recently. The first song that we're going to kick off with is called Walking Down the Line. We're going to kick off our morning. And just to give you a little bit of background about Joan Baez before we get started. So Joan Baez was born in 1941. And she really rose to prominence as an American singer, songwriter, musician and activist whose contemporary folk music really often includes songs of protest or social justice. And, you know, in that way, she also did a lot of her own kind of inspiration and own covers of artists, mainly including Dylan, who was also in that kind of protest and social justice genre. She is both fluent in Spanish and English, has an immense discography of her own music and her own interpretations of other artists, as I mentioned. And she's played at the famous Woodstock and even the March on Boston in 1963. So for those of you tuning in, I hope you really enjoy her one-of-a-kind voice that has that, you know, that soulful kind of velvet undertone, really like no other. So without further ado, Joan Baez, Walking Down the Line.
Walking down the line, I'm walking down the line. 1, 2, 3.
Classic Dylan. So that was Walking Down the Line and then a rendition of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Also accompanied by the Indigo Girls, actually. Another incredible all-female duo. And another on the topic of Joan Baez and kind of her background. Another fun fact is she actually, I looked this up, she started her music career in downtown Boston area as her father, a mathematician and physicist, took a faculty position at MIT. That means that she was once part of, quote, the folk singers round Harvard Square and made kind of the big debut that made her famous at the 1959 Newport Folk Festival. So to all you people, all you folks listening from around the area, this was kind of her old stomping grounds. That's pretty cool, and I didn't know that. How incredible. Well, as the time ticks away, we're gonna keep going on this Joan Baez track. Please enjoy the next few songs.
Something I can do. Todos me dicen el negro llorona, negro pero cariñoso. Todos me dicen el negro llorona, negro pero cariñoso. Yo soy como el chile verde llorona, picante pero sabroso. Yo soy como el chile verde llorona, picante pero sabroso. Ay de mi llorona, llorona de ayer y hoy.
So the first song you heard was Boots of Spanish Leather, another Dylan classic. Do you see a theme here? And that second song that was called La Llorona, a Latin American folklore, actually a classic, about the ghost of a woman who lost her children and now cries while looking for them in the river. This, in this folklore legend, this often causes misfortune to those who are near or hear her. And I played this song this morning because of an incredible woman that both my dad, my mom, and myself, we had the pleasure of learning Spanish from. For myself, I was in middle school when I had the wonderful, the incredible Laura Pendorf. Laura Gracias por todo. Te echo de menos. Espero que las disfrutes. And so with that, we're gonna keep it going. This has just been an incredible morning, and thank you so much for those who are tuning in and listening and letting me share kind of what my last few weeks of music listening has been like. So with that, enjoy.
Ring them bells, ye heathen, from the city that dreams. Ring them bells from the sanctuaries, across the valleys and streams. For they're deep and they're wide, and the world's on its side. And time is running backwards, and so is the
that song. Ring Them Bells, it's both the title of a Dylan song and actually what Joan Baez titled a live album cover that was recorded and taken from her April 1995 shows at New York's The Bottom Line. And you can see she has just an incredible live voice, even like, you know, back in the day and now. It's incredible. And I had to include this because I think this is one of the most soulful and just truly, truly beautiful, absolutely beautiful Dylan songs, in my humble opinion. The song originally is actually from the album Oh Mercy. It's a ballad, a hymn, a religious treatise, an abstract painting, or some might say an update on times they are a change in. I'll let everyone take their pick. But I was researching this song, and I came across a Bob Dylan interview that he did with the New York Times back in 1997, just for reference, 4 years after the Supper Club recordings. Dylan said, "This is the flat out truth. I find the religiosity and philosophy in music. I don't find it anywhere else." I guess for those of us not necessarily inclined in that direction, but I don't know. This is just simply a powerful song on, I don't know, how he believes that the state of the world and the state of affairs are. I don't know. It never ceases to make me feel simultaneously at peace and incredibly sad all at the same time. But I don't know. I had to dance to it nonetheless in the studio this morning. and it's getting to be that time in the hour where we have our public service announcement, and I thought in the theme of really Joan Baez and all she did for introducing music and really kind of being a pioneer woman for art as protest, I thought it'd be a very, very fitting to let all you listeners out there know that the Tufts University Art Gallery is open and located in the Eidigman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. It's dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and truly fully accessible. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. I would really, really highly recommend taking a gander down there. I know friends, dual degree students at the SMFA who have been able to display their art there. And I've just been so impressed with the thoughtfulness at the rotating exhibitions that are constantly going on. Would check it out. And this has been the hourly public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. For those of you just tuning in on this fine Tuesday, you might have seen the title is Dancing Bears, but unfortunately, there is no Grateful Dead this morning. You have been misled, and we're on a big Joan Baez streak, and I've got a full hour of her discography going on. So we listened to, very recently, Ring Them Bells, another Bob Dylan classic, and now for probably my favorite song that I am going to play this entire morning. I listen to this song maybe once a day at this point. It's a lot, I know, but it's worth it, I promise. and so please enjoy this incredible long live rendition, the only one I can find that she's done, of probably, I know I say this all the time, my favorite Bob Dylan song, but this is Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. Enjoy.
I'm going to try a very long song, so if I run out of words, I'll just mumble. I really love this thing. It's on Dylan's last album. It's called Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. Okay?
Festival's over and the boys were all planning for a fall. Cabaret was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. Curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set him up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they'd been doing before he moved their heads. He walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Would you kindly tell me, mister, what time the show begins?" He moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. The girls were playing five cards stud by the stairs. Lily had two queens and she was hoping for a third to match her pairs. Outside the streets were filling up and a window was open wide. The gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking all so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and his silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and his silver cane, they were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Mary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped into the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "I'm sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. "Well, I know I've seen that face somewhere," Big Jim was thinking to himself. "Maybe down in Mexico or a picture upon somebody's shelf." But then the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew up the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She had that certain something, was a kind of a flash every time she smiled. She'd come away from a broken home, had lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life who took her everywhere. But she'd never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. The judge came in unnoticed and was being wine-dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around, and Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing could ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever could, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the night. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She'd done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the the jack of hearts. Lily took her dress off, buried it away. Has your luck run out? She laughed at him. I guess she must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall. There's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive and you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the jack of hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on. I know, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. And the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk. But there was no actor anywhere better than the jack of hearts. Lily had her arms around the man she dearly loved to touch. She hated who hounded her so much. I've missed you so, she said to him, and he thought she was sincere. But in the hallway he felt jealousy and fear. Just another night in the life of the jack of hearts. Well, no one knew the circumstance, but they say it happened pretty quick. Dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprise. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the jack of hearts. Two doors down, and the boys finally made it through the wall. Cleaned out the bank safe, said they got off with quite a haul. And in the darkness of the riverbed, they waited on the ground. One more member who had business back in town. But they couldn't go no further without the jack of hearts. Well, the next day was hanging day, and the sky was overcast and black. Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows board, she didn't even blink. And the hanging judge was sober, Lord, he hadn't had a drink. And the only person on the scene missing was the jack of hearts. Well, a cabaret was quiet now, and a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, whom she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the jack of
me you're looking. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who will promise never to part. Someone who'll close his eyes for you. Someone who'll close his heart. Someone who'll die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Don't melt back into the night, babe. Everything inside me is stone. There's nothing in here moving. And anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone to pick you up each time you fall. To gather flowers constantly and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Ah. Two again of some incredible Dylan songs. So those two were in order, Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts, and then It Ain't Me, Babe. They both appear on her 1976 live album, From Every Stage. The Lily Rosemary and Jack of Hearts song actually includes the extra verse from Dylan's first recording, but not the final public release of the song. Something of somewhat a personal note here is that after hearing Dylan read her the lyrics, it's said that that was her inspiration for her song Diamonds and Rust, which came out in the summer in July of 1975. It's based on her song is based on actually their relationship 10 years earlier. This is personally my all-time favorite Joan Baez song or cover in her entire album, in her entire discography. I mean, you know, Dylan is just such an artful lyricist. I mean, he was after all given the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature, but Joan Baez, there's her rich kind of chest tones, her clear and limber soprano voice. There's truly nothing like it. Just the way it exudes this feeling and style of folk. So good. So let's keep going. Up next is one of her more famous songs, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Enjoy.
Last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Denver train. The Stonewall's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were singing, they went na 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 na.
back with my wife in Tennessee. And one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind them chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best.
So that was Joan Baez's, arguably one of her more famous songs, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. It was originally written by Robbie Robertson and made famous and recorded by a Canadian rock group, I found out, The Band, in 1969. And you know, as you could hear, the song really relates the kind of the economic and social distresses during the American Civil War. When Joan Baez covered it, it instantly became a hit. I was looking at it, hit like top billboards, and all of a sudden became one of her more listened to songs, which I find kind of interesting, because I imagine her coming from this kind of protest activist kind of 60s time, and I just don't know that I would have pictured something about the American Civil War becoming so popular, but indeed it did. So we're finally coming to an end here this morning. This is going to be my last Joan Baez song. Once again, it's a Dylan cover. Who would have thunk? This is a Restless Farewell. It's the name of the song. And also I bid everyone a restless farewell as I am excited for next week. This song was released on his third studio album, and obviously a very famous one, The Times They Are Changing, in 1964. And this song, and in particular, is actually based on the Scottish folk song, in fact, The Parting Glass. It's actually supposed to be, I was also digging and doing some more research, and it's supposed to be actually it's like a party song. Oh, there goes the blower. It's supposed to be a party song that was replaced by Auld Lang Syne, when that came out, actually. So I hope everyone enjoyed this last hour of All About Joan Baez, and I will look forward to next week, where I promise we will go back a little bit more to the more traditional dead music. So with that, I'm signing off, and I hope everyone has a wonderful Tuesday. Enjoy.
Oh, all the money in my whole life I spend, be it mine, right or wrongfully, I let it slip gladly past the hands of my friends. To tie up the time most forcefully. That ever I've heard, I did not do it knowingly. Cause was there before we came, and every cause that ever I fought it full without regret or shame. Only have to stay. tick out my time. To disgrace, distract and bother me, and the dirt of gossip blows into my face, and the dust of rumors covers me.
WMFO in Medford.